Well, just in a few short years, Herman Mahari has emerged as one of the most recognizable artists on the Kansas City music scene. A graduate of Bobby Watson's UMKC jazz program, Herman Mahari is a man on a mission determined to change the notion that jazz is safe and boring. A trumpet player with an exquisite, sometimes vulnerable tone, Mahari was the winner of the 2008 National Trumpet Competition Jazz Division, and he's a member of the groundbreaking band Diverse. Bill Brownlee at PlasticSax.com, the region's leading jazz blog, has named Herman as his Person of the Year, and this is the sound of Herman Mahari. That's Herman Mahari's composition, Our Journey. That's a sneak peek of a disc coming out soon from the band Diverse. When's that coming out, Herman?
We don't have a date yet, but we just recorded this actually this past summer over in Paris when we were on our last trip there.
In Paris.
Yeah.
What a nice place to record some jazz.
It was great.
That was a sneak peek. Is that the world premiere of that recording by any chance?
That's the first time anybody's probably heard it other than us, you know?
It's a big moment.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds terrific.
Thank you.
You sound determined to change this idea that jazz is safe and boring. Tell us about that. Why do you feel that way?
I think it really comes down to the audience, you know? If it is safe and boring, people won't want to hear it. You know, we want to make it exciting and change it. And also it's dynamic music. It changes with the times. It always has, you know.
That's what our conversation with Mark Myers the last half hour was all about.
Exactly.
It does change with the times, and the times shift the music, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
What do you see happening out there in terms of jazz shifting? What's causing it to shift right now?
I think part of it is the amount of, there's so many artists and they all have something different to say, and jazz is becoming even harder to kind of categorize now. You know, you'll have people arguing about what jazz is or isn't.
You've got to break through all this clutter, it sounds like.
Exactly. There's so many different styles. You know, like Lena Loeke, Robert Glasper, you know, is doing something different than, you know, Gretchen Barlotto or Jaleel Shaw. You know, everybody's doing completely different musics almost, but it's still in this broad category of jazz.
Is it hard for you to hang on to? Is it hard for you to sort of navigate this shifting sort of genre, which is American jazz music these days?
It can be kind of overwhelming, but I try to stay on top of it, you know.
How do you do that?
Just
listen a lot, eh?
Listen a lot and paying attention to what people are saying about what's coming out, and I have to be studious about it too, you know.
Yeah.
I still treat it as something I study and I always constantly practicing and looking for inspiration as well.
Yeah. I've been struck just looking at your career. You know, you have played before thousands and you have played before four or five people at a time. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, what are those experiences like? How are they different for you playing in front of a huge crowd versus just a few folks in an audience?
First, I will say that, you know, a lot of one question people ask about in terms of, you know, playing in front of people is like, do you get nervous and any of that? And I've done it enough times, I can honestly say I don't get nervous. You know, I try to be as prepared as possible.
Is that a good thing?
Not to be nervous. Yeah, because you can kind of focus on the music, you know, and what needs to be done. And in terms of the difference between, you know, playing for, you know, a couple thousand people or playing for a room of five or six people, I like both things. I can say that. And I'm always kind of people driven, you know, so I'm always trying to connect with the audience and really be aware. So that five or six is just kind of a nice, intimate, cozy setting, playing, you know, house concerts or even playing a venue that has not a lot of people, but who are paying attention can be just as fun as playing for a screaming crowd of 2,000 people.
So you can live with that.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I'm just wondering, you know, you've been out of UMKC for a few years now. What's your engagement calendar looking like these days when it comes to gigs? How busy are you?
I'm pretty busy. I'm working as both a leader and a sideman, mainly in Kansas City, but getting to do some traveling too. And I'm probably doing about, you know, 3 or 4 gigs a week.
That's yeah. Cool. Is that the right number, or does it need to be more or less?
It's a good number, you know. I also teach a little bit as well, you know.
At Kansas City, Kansas Community College, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm the director of the Kansas City High School All-Star Jazz Ensemble there.
How's that experience been for you?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Why?
The kids I work with are great and driven and love the music. And teaching to kids like that is amazing because it also teaches me as well. You know, I learn a lot from having to explain this music to other people.
You know, Bill Brownlee wrote a profile of you that ran in Inc. magazine not long ago. And in that, he was talking and writing about sort of how you try to propel your students in Kansas City, Kansas, toward the music. And you got on them pretty good, saying you've really got to want this. And what's behind that? What's your thinking there?
You have to, because you have to love it and really want it. Because it can be tough to be a musician, you know. It's not a career, you know, that is like, okay, I'm going to do, you know, 10 years of this, of school, you know, after high school and then be a doctor. It's not like that. It's not like so cut and dry.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hustle in terms of business, and there's a hustle in terms of just being musically prepared as well.
How difficult has it been for you to wrap your arms around the business side of the music? I mean, you got the playing thing down. How about the business side?
Well, I'm still working on the playing thing. But the business thing is something I'm still learning about. And I was fortunate to start, and this is something I recommend to a lot of students as well, is don't wait till you graduate to learn how to, you know, the ropes of the business. I can honestly say now I'm at a place where I don't have to, in terms of on a local presence, I don't have to hustle for work and make calls. I'm just waiting for calls.
Yeah.
Which is great because I can focus more on the music as well.
Yeah. There's listeners and folks in Kansas City area have a whole bunch of chances to hear Herman Mahari performing in the weeks ahead. He'll be part of the Jazz Winterlude, making its annual return this weekend at Johnson County Community College. This event showcases some of the finest jazz musicians around the Kansas City area. This year, it'll take place in the Carlson Center on Friday and Saturday. Deborah Brown's performing. So it's David Massey, Megan Birdsell, and former Kansas Cityan Eldar. Herman Mahari and Diverse perform on Saturday at 3 p.m., I believe. You can also hear Herman Tuesdays at the Majestic Restaurant from 6 to 10. Diverse plays Michael Jackson on Saturday, January 26th at the Bottleneck over in Lawrence, right in the heart of KU, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Are people going to show up for that?
Hopefully. We did it 3 times here in KC, and it sold out, and our first time in Lawrence, school starting. So we're hoping that it goes well.
Because I go to lots of jazz gigs, and you don't see lots of young people showing up to hear it, but that's changing too, right?
It is changing.
Yeah. And because true. Why? What's your sense of that?
I think musicians are starting to realize that they need to kind of cater to their own. The new musicians, the younger musicians, need to cater to their own demographic as well, the people that are their same age.
That's interesting. Diverse also performs Friday, February 1st at the Record Bar. That's at 10 o'clock in the evening. You know, your sound, you do have that vulnerable kind of tone to your trumpet playing, not far removed from Miles Davis and sort of his sound. Is that an intentional development, or is that it just developed the way it developed?
It developed the way it developed and the way I hear it, but Miles was my first. And my first trumpet influence.
Yeah, you and me both, yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. What was it about him that grabbed you so hard?
Well, it was his sound, his tone, and his melodicism. I think is really, really beautiful. It wasn't till later that I also, you know, learned to appreciate everything about him, you know, including his harmonic sense and his, in a broader sense, the genres, you know, and all the styles he kind of
created.
Yeah, created. Yeah.
He had guts, didn't he? He never sat satisfied. He was always pushing boundaries one direction or another.
That's right.
That's a hard thing to do.
It is hard.
Yeah, and the older I get, the more I really appreciate what he was able to do and how he really transformed the music. Where did music come from in your life? I mean, how did you head off in the music direction? Something in your family, or what was it that caught you?
My family wasn't musical at all. It was literally, I joined the band program in middle school.
In Jefferson City, right?
In Jefferson City. Mm-hmm. And then what hit it off for me was when I took a course in improvisation, a summer course. I fell in love with the idea of improvisation, and then I just started buying records.
Just because it's just so daring, so daunting. What is it about it that
it was the idea of just creating music in the moment, you know, mm-hmm. and which has become such a personal thing, and then making that relatable, you know.
It's such an interesting idea because so much of music is, you know, you rehearse the same piece over and over and over again, and of course, jazz is something very, very different than that.
Mm-hmm. It is. There's definitely, you know, things and parts of the music that are rehearsed and put together, and then you practice the ability to improvise. You know, mm-hmm. you can't just improvise and sound good. You have to practice that. You know.
Yeah. How did Bobby Watson's jazz program at UMKC affect you and change you in your approach to the music?
Well, that's in many
that's
ways.
A loaded
yeah,
one.
That's yeah. a loaded one. Bobby has taught me a lot of things. I think it is important to learn from someone that is directly part of the lineage. You know, he's mm-hmm. he's part of the history of the music. I was listening to him before I went to school. He taught me a lot of things about specifically improvisation and being in a professional setting. He took us, you know, abroad a couple times and put us on many, many, you know, like high level performance situations as
yeah.
well.
Let's go out with some more music from Herman Mahari. Herman, tell us about this next one. This is Rock With You by Michael Jackson. Again, part of the Michael Jackson Project by Diverse. Why did you go in this direction with the Michael Jackson Project?
Well, Michael Jackson is actually one of my first musical influences. You know, someone mm-hmm. I listened to when I was really young. And I kind of stepped away from him for a while when I really delved into the jazz. And then when I returned, I was like, why? I can't believe I've been forgetting about this music as part of my childhood, and it's still great music and is kind of universal in a sense.
I can't believe not more jazz artists don't head back in the direction of sort of recreating pop tunes like Coltrane used to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Everyone did it, you know,
yeah.
Which is something I think has been forgotten to a certain extent. This project has put me in touch with a lot of great artists around here. So it's kind of a fusion of jazz artists and, you know, like neo soul artists and, funk guys, you know, that specialize in other things. And this one features a singer, Lee Langston, on vocals.
Okay. This is Diverse with Herman Mahari, part of the Michael Jackson Project, the tune Rock With You.
I want to rock with you. Hey. Say, rock, rock, y'all, you don't stop. Rock, rock, rock. Rock, rock, y'all, you don't stop. Dance the night away. Yeah, I wanna rock, rock, rock. Rock, 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 y'all, you don't stop. Rock, rock, rock. Rock, rock, y'all, you don't stop. Rock, rock, rock. Rock, rock, y'all, you don't stop.
Saturday afternoon as part of the Jazz Winterlude at Johnson County Community College, showcasing some of the best jazz musicians around Kansas City. Herman, it's been a pleasure to have you. Best of luck in your career. We're going to be listening and watching closely, okay?
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up, Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list.